us this morning, and let's turn that focus in prayer so we can get this call going. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Father, with hearts of thanksgiving. We come to you this morning knowing that you told us that, oh, my God, when we seek your face, when we turn from our wicked ways, when we know that we will heal from heaven, you forgive our sins and heal the land, Lord. So we come to you this morning, Father, ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, Lord. Father, to ask you to just continue to work with us, Lord, and let us keep the word in our hearts, oh God, so that we won't sin against you. Father, we thank you that we are able to seek you first, the kingdom of God, this morning and all your righteousness. Father, we just thank you that we thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who were faithful in seeking you, that this call may be started. Father, we thank and praise you for the fruits. You know, your word says that you could tell them by their fruits. So, Father, we thank you that the TMC bears good fruit. It is in good ground. It's good soil, oh, Lord, where we come and hear the word of God every single morning so that we can stay focused, to help us stay focused on you. Father, we thank and praise you for the Villas de Leon family. And, Father, for all the brilliancy that you have blessed this family with, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to have your angels encamp around about them and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as they continue to do those things that you have called and destined them to do. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they are enriched, and Lord, they are empowered, oh Lord, as they begin their day through the word of God. Father, now we bind the hand of Satan who might want to come against this call as our mighty speaker brings the word this morning, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that you have already given her a ready word that will fall on good ears, be planted in good soil, that we may go out and share the word with someone else. Father, so we know that this call will go forth with clarity, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. My TMC family, I will now turn the call over to our host, and have a blessed weekend as we focus on Jesus, not only today, but every day. I love you, family. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
Wow, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seeing us and greeting us on this Focus on Jesus Friday. We thank you for opening us up in prayer, and we'll go ahead and continue to move this call forward. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador and artist international, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we so affectionately call our Mother Eagle. And I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. See, here on the Master's Call, our mission statement is that as you call in as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, that your life will be empowered, enriched, and enhanced as you begin your day. So we begin our day here on the Master's Call, putting the Master first, seeking him first, seeking his righteousness, and as Minister Willis said, focusing on him, not just this day, but every single day as we gather on this call at this divine and appointed time every Monday through Friday. And we have been doing this since October the 25th of 2010. And we invite you to visit our website where you will see all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. And so that website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will also see that on our website we have our prayer directives for the Artist Empowerment Global Conference on our website. So you want to go there just to get the prayer directives so that you can stand in agreement and unity with us for what we're praying for that will be happening in the next 13 days and 19 hours. And that is the Artist Global Empowerment Conference. And so while I'm speaking about that, let me just let you know where you can find more information, where you can see the agenda, where you can register for the Artist Global Empowerment Conference Spectacular that will be taking place in Orlando, Florida. That will be June 13th, 14th, and 15th of 2014. And that website is www.artist.com. artistempowermentconference.com. Once again, www.artistempowermentconference.com. And so some of you on this line, we need you. We need you to come and to assist on Sunday morning as we have our worship service as a family together. We will need you to come to be ushers, to be intercessors, to just help out. That will be our worship service. And so we need your assistance. We need you to serve in some type of area. And so if you will be heading to the Empowerment Conference, then we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will greatly and graciously respond to your request and let you know what it is and when you need to do what you need to do. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and there are so many platinum presidents that come on that line that help to get us motivated, and they're motivating the masses so that Artists International will continue to move forward. The visionary for that call is none other than platinum president Dorothy Cook, and so we invite you guys to join us there. That number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. And the replay for the master's call is always the same number. It is 712-432-1085. So you're changing the last four digits to 1085 and the same PIN code that you used to dial in 957-677 pounds. So please avail yourself accordingly to the announcements that have been given. And now it's time for us to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. So here on our telecommunication sanctuary, one of our co-founders, she is our ambassador of Artists International. She is definitely a woman who is on the move for God. Right now she actually is in Portland, Oregon, where she will be speaking and ministering to you from this morning. She is a retired military chaplain. She is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is on the move for God, and God is moving her around in so many different places, and she's definitely on the move. I said, Dr. PK, where are you at today? Oh, I'm going here. I said, okay. She is really, really on the move, so we want to thank God for her and pray that he will continue to give her strength as she continues through her journey. She is definitely a woman of God who is connected to God, and I so thank God that she is a part of my life. And so this morning, without further ado, it is definitely an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege to bring to you none other than the Ambassador of Artists International and our wonderful, super fantastic friend here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, my dear Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear. Ambassador, take it away.
Oh, my God. I thank you so very much. I thank you, my ministering sisters, Willa and Tiffany. I thank you guys because as I got up this morning, I said, good Lord, this is a great sacrifice. And to think that you do this, Minister Tiffany, every single day, getting up over here at 4 and 5 o'clock. You can't get up at 5 and get on the call at 5. If you like me, you have to get up a few minutes earlier so you can get yourself together. And so I do thank God for the sacrifice that you have made. And God does not close his eyes on those sacrifices, and he is a rewarder unto those who are faithful, and you have been so faithful. I thank God for you. I thank God for Minister Willow this morning and seating our audience. I just tell you, I thank God for you getting up and then pressing on to work. That is a major feat as well. I'm telling you, when you stop and think about the goodness of God in our lives and what he's doing for us each and every day, it takes you to a totally different place. I also this morning want to honor our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. for her diligence with this call, and each and every one of the staff members. I call them my ministering sisters because the Lord has really called them to a place to breathe wind beneath our wings. I want to thank those of you who have gotten up this morning to hear what thus says the Lord on the call and understanding that the Lord always has a word for you when you come to the master's call, because those who he has called to minister have been selected by him. And so I thank God for that this morning. As we get into our word this morning, I want us to remember that beginning in January, the Lord called me to a place of working on the issue of us being FBI agents, understanding that we have favor, blessings, and increase on our lives. And I've also been utilizing the 23rd division of Psalms, which brings us to a place of rest and understanding that because the Lord is our shepherd. Oh, God, that song just rang up in me. I wish I could sing it. Oh, you know the Lord is our shepherd. I have everything I need. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and you all have been there, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Well, that is a psalm that not only bring us to a place of rest, understanding that it doesn't matter what we go through, God is with us. But sometimes, you all, you need to listen to me right now. We hear a word over and over again, and all of a sudden it becomes redundant to us. It loses the spark. It appears to just fall upon our ears, and we say, oh, we know that. We have heard it. The repetition of it becomes weary unto our ears. But I come this morning to let you know that the word of God does not lose its power, that they never, the words of Jesus never lose its due, that it's always refreshing, that there's always something else down on the inside of that word that we can hear. I can remember hearing that word when I was a little girl and just thought it was a good thing for me to learn because everybody in our Sunday school was learning the 23rd Psalms. I mean, my mama said, you got to know your Lord's Prayer in the 23rd Psalm, good God of mercy, our Father, which art in heaven. And then you got to know the Lord is my shepherd. You got to know that. And then after I got into seminary, well, in college, you know, I used it. I fell on my knees and just repeated it. And then, of course, it took on another meaning when I got to seminary. And now you all, it has taken on even when I was as a chaplain, it took on another meaning because it was a psalm that everybody wanted when I would do the memorial services. God, I've done plenty of funerals and plenty of memorial services, and it seems like everybody wants the 23rd psalm. But now in this portion, in this season of my life, this psalm is taking on another dimension in my life, which means that it is a place of rest. It's calling me to a place of rest. And the scripture that it has sent me to over in the New Testament this morning is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Matthew's 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, come unto the shepherd, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, such sweet words to my ears today. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I said, oh, my God, this is so, so applicable right now. The person invited here to rest is me. Come unto me, PK, and rest. Well, you know, I take it on personal for me, but what about you? The word said all means that you too can come unto the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it so wonderful that our Father can look upon you and me? I'm here in Portland, Oregon, in this dark town right now still, but over on the East Coast, it is the sun is shining, and he's saying to Carolyn, come unto me and rest, Carolyn. Saying to Tiffany over in California, come unto me, my daughter, and I'm going to give you rest. Come. It is an invitation. It's an invitation for us who have labored, who have worked, who feels heavy, who feels that we need the mercy of God, who feels that, oh, my goodness, I need something. Every creature under the heaven have been set, have been invited to come into this restful place. Come, and I will give you rest. It is just so applicable to where the Lord is leading me to into this season of undeserving rest, into this season of Sabbath, into this season of truly digging into the pearl, digging into the word of rest and bringing out of it the pearls that I believe that I have missed down through the years. So many people have said to me, PK, you work too hard. You need to get somewhere and sit yourself down. You need to understand that if you keep running like this, you're going to fall flat on your face. You need to, you know, and I hear that, but it's something more prevalent in that word of rest that I have not received yet, something that is richer in there, something that is in there that is prepared just for me. And I preach this morning because not that you need it as much as I do. I'm preaching it to myself first. Come unto me, all ye who have suffered under the weight of sin, who know that you have been saved, but you really don't understand the real meaning of salvation. Come unto me, all of you who know that you don't really deserve the richness of my sovereignty and my mercy. Come unto me, all ye that have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's an invitation for me. Come. And so when we break this on down, I've said in my message in the past, rest means releasing everything into the Savior's touch, releasing everything. There are some things that we think that we ought to fix, but then there are some things that we have to observe and know that only God himself can fix. God, only God. We can't fix people. We would love to fix people. We can't fix ourselves, to tell the truth. We cannot fix some things that have happened in our lives. There are some things that we must release unto the Savior's touch and stand back and watch him fix them. Watch God work it out. And the reason I say that, God reminded me this morning as I was working on this sermon of an incident that took place in my life when I was, newly saved. And I was placed in the company in this church that I just thought the pastor was, ooh, just so arrogant, and I just couldn't stand him. But his wife I loved so much. But my husband loved both of them equally. I mean, he worked. It was nothing, absolutely nothing the pastor would ask him to do that he wouldn't do. And I remember the pastor standing one day and had not talked to me and said that and appointed me to be the pastor's, I was the chairperson of the pastor's fund. I was going to be over all the activities and that sort of thing for the pastor and his wife. And I said, if you think I'm going to do anything that's going to be a blessing to you, you must be crazy. And so I'm here to tell you, as I have grown up in the Lord, as I have every time I see that pastor. I don't care. I can see him. Every time I can see him, if I wake up and see him, I start praying and asking the Lord to bless him and forgive me for my stupidity. Because anytime the Lord has given you a call upon your life to do something for a man or woman of God, he's placed you in a real, I mean, he's placed you. You don't realize it now. And I can't, it's hard for me to say to you how blessed you are to be in that position, because the riches that will come into your life as a result of you being obedient to that call will absolutely blow your little mind. And so it's hard to really explain it to you, but maybe Pastor Vanessa can explain it further on in some of her messages and talk to you about that, because it's so significant. The Lord brought it to my attention and made me realize that it also takes you into a place of rest in your future that nothing else will. Because every time I think on this man, instead of me resting and knowing that I did what God told me to do through him, I'm weary because I want him to forgive me for not doing what God told me to do. Instead of me being stupid and arrogant and puffed up in my own self, instead of me being obedient and humble, I'm going to teach him, you need to take care of your wife better. You need to come off your high horse. When you are dealing with men and women of God and they are not where you think they should be, the very best thing that you can do, take it from a woman of experience and a voice of experience, the very best thing that you can do, instead of talking about them or trying to get them to do what you want them to do or put them in their place, is for you to just take it to the Lord and say, God, help me to deal with this because I don't like what Pastor PK is doing. Don't ever, ever take it from me. Try to, because your rest, your place of rest will be disturbed. And my place of rest, and that's been over 35 years now, and my place of rest every time I think about that man is disturbed, because I keep saying, God, please forgive me, instead of saying, Lord, I thank you because I did everything I could and everything you told me. I'm saying, please, God, forgive me because I didn't do what you told me to do, and because I now know what wrath I could have brought on myself. And I thank you for forgiving me. Now, that's my story. That's my story. Some of you are saying, well, you ought to know that God has forgiven you. He's thrown it into the sea of forgetfulness. But I'm still in this flesh. I still walk on clay feet. And my heart is, I really want God. I really want God to be pleased with me, my actions, and what I do. So your place of rest can be disturbed in the future by what you do today. So therefore, it is so important to hear this invitation that God has given you this morning when he says, come unto me. Come, come, come. It is, oh, my God, I wish I could just break it open and throw a microscope on it so that you can see exactly what it means when the Lord says, come unto him. And I'm going to be the one that will give you rest. Come, all ye who are labored and are heavy laden, and I am going to be the one who will assist you into giving you the place of rest. And so with that being said, let me go to this next part, and I'm going to close this out this morning because I'm not going to be able to get all of this out to you. I'm going to continue to labor with you, and I'm going to continue to work on the messages of rest. I'm going to continue to say unto you that if indeed you want God's greatest blessings upon your life, this little word, R-E-S-T, is all connected in there, because when you work hard, you should be able to rest hard. But if your work is full of strife and envy and all of that, when you stop to rest, your rest will be disturbed by it. So accept the invitation of God this morning. He's inviting all of us to come He knows that we have worked. He knows that there's a yoke that we can come and bring to him, and he will give us sweet rest. Almighty God, I thank you so much this morning for helping us to understand that we can rid ourselves of the yoke and of the burdens just by coming unto you and answering this invitation. Touch our minds this morning and forgive us for the sins that we have committed in the past that keeps repeating themselves. Take that tape out, God, and give us a fresh new tape that will give us sweet rest in our downtime with you. God, this morning we ask that you help us to understand that if we worked all day long, 24 hours a day, we would still wake up and understand, see that there are things that are not finished. So help us to release all of those things unto you today so that we can have rest and peace in you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for blessing us this morning with that word. And we will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day before we go into the second part of this call, which is our prayer request. But let us go to God in prayer. Create within me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, O God, that the things that we say and we do this day will be according to your will. Allow your will to manifest in us here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that you will add those things unto us that you desire to for us to have, Father. So right now we thank you for each and every person that has dialed in right now on the Master's Call. I speak the favor, blessings, and increase of God in their lives in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you for bringing us through safely another month as we enter into the month of June, Father. We expect and anticipate that greater things will happen in our lives. We lift up Artists International to you as a whole. We pray for Papa Diaz de Leon as he travels, Father, as you taken him from Atlanta to Houston, Texas, and you'll bring him back to California real soon, God. And I just pray that you would be with him, that you would just strengthen his heart, his body, and his mind, and that the vision that you have given him for Artists International will continue to grow in the mighty name of Jesus. And for every artist entrepreneur, I speak great things in their business. I speak increase in their business. I speak new business builders and new customers in their businesses right now in the name of Jesus, Father, for these products work, Father. I thank you, God, for Joni, and I pray right now as she lays in the hospital bed that you will lay there with her and that she would know that your presence and your power and your anointing, your healing is with her right now, Father. I pray that as I pray for her, that she will speak and say that I am healed in the name of Jesus, Father, and that you would just touch her body right now with your mighty hands, and that her body will line up according to your riches and glory, and that she is healed. In Jesus' name, I lift up Mr. Peterson to you right now, Father. As he lays in the bed, I pray that you would just touch his back right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak that the pain will go away, and I speak that everything will line up, Father, according to your will right now in the name of Jesus. And I lift up Minister Willa to you and Minister Candy as they go out to teach, Father. I pray that their days will be peaceful in the name of Jesus, Father. I just thank you, God, for everyone who is traveling. I thank you that you allow Minister Kai to make it to Dublin, Ireland safely, God. I thank you that you will give her peace and that she will have, her and Christopher will have a great trip in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you allowed it to happen and that your will be done in their lives, oh God. We just thank you for Artists International and for the Empowerment Global Conference. We thank you for all those who have registered and all those who will continue to register. We speak 5,000 in the name of Jesus, God, and we pray that your will be manifest in the conference, Father. You know the plans. You know the mandate, Father God, and so you have passed on the mantle. So I pray as you continue to work, God, that you would do what you could do. I pray, Father God, for the kings of artists as they have taken on this task, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would give them the ability to do what is necessary to make this happen according to your will, oh God. And so I speak deliverance. I speak healing. I speak that financial needs will be met right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that those that don't know you, God, that listen to this call this morning will know that you are their shepherd, oh God, and that they shall not want for anything. All they need is to say, Lord, will you come into my heart? I receive you right now in the name of Jesus, and I realize that I cannot do anything without you, but with you I could do all things because it is you who gives me strength. It is you who gives me life. And it is you who I love and who I thank. So we thank you, God. We bless your name. We praise your name, and we celebrate you. We honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So to hear the replay for this call, 712-432-1085 and the pin code 957-677-pound. I'm going to ask Dr. P.K. Roberts to come back to the line and give us our benediction, and the next voice after hers will be none other than our co-founder, our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. So please prepare your praise reports and your prayer requests as she will come, and you will be able to share those at that time. So at this time, Dr. PK, can you come back and give us our benediction for the day?
We thank you so very much for that prayer, for all of the concerns. And I say unto you, I pray that the peace of God that is surpassing all understanding shall guard our hearts and our thoughts in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that awesome word. My dear sister in the Lord, my dear co-founder, early in the morning up there in Portland, we appreciate you pressing to bring us that word on red.
Can you all hear me, Ms. Tiffany?
Dr. PK, I hear you, but I don't hear Dr. Vanessa. I'm not sure if we lost
her. Yeah, her voice went away. I don't know. Maybe her phone dropped, but the computer is still up. So I'll just step in and continue to talk until she comes back. If you could go over and let her know that her phone has dropped, because she may not even know that. But the Q&A has started, so if you are in the queue and you have a praise report, Jackie Henderson, are you in the queue this morning? God bless you. You normally are. You are a faithful one. So would you step up and give us a praise report and give your prayer request for today? Are you there, Star 6? Can we hear you? Is there anyone there with the praise report? Or
right.
Because okay, go on and speak. Who is? Give us your name and where you're calling from. Hello, Tiffany. Are you still there?
Yeah, Dr. PK, I'm here. Dr. Vanessa will be back on the line shortly. But you guys,
all right, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
I'm so glad to you called me. I'm looking at it.
I told her. I said she's still talking. She doesn't know that we aren't hearing her. You dropped off just before you star six. Before you opened the Q&A, and we are now ready. I had called forth for whoever is in the queue. I said Jackie Henderson. You are normally in the queue, so I don't know.
And she is.
Nobody
I have to control it from this end. Well, again, I want to, now I'm looking, I'm going to keep my eyes directly on the board. Thank you again, Dr. PK, for that awesome word, for pouring into our spirits this morning. And I pray that you will get some of that divine rest while you're up there in Portland, Oregon. We're praying for a powerful time meeting this weekend, you with Executive President Candy Mosley and the entire Portland team. I see Pastor Kimmons on the board today. So we're just praying that it just all go well and traveling mercies for you. I want to again thank Minister Willa for hosting and greeting people this morning. And we are keeping her husband, Jerry, covered in prayer. Also, Minister Tiffany, thank you, thank you, thank you for stepping in and covering the hosting job this morning as our Minister Kai is in the air or on her way, we know, to Ireland. So
She has arrived safely.
Well, great. So we want to just thank God for all that's going on. And as we open up the queue, one of the first prayer requests that we want to make sure, of course, that we cover is our own Miss Lori Waterman with the homegoing celebration of her father. That is our Coach L.A.'s wife. Her father went home to be with the Lord, and want to keep that family covered in prayer. I saw on Facebook where she changed her picture to the picture of her father. So we lift her up as part of our TMC family and her husband, Minister Lance, Coach L.A., in this time of homegoing celebration and all the other prayer requests that were mentioned. We're going to go to our queue now. And just to, as Minister Willa gave us that powerful tag of focus on Friday, focus on the Lord, and we are just excited. So we're going to start. When she mentioned Miss Jackie, I'm going to go to you first, Miss Jackie. Good morning. Welcome to the TMC call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I was not going to get into the queue this morning, but Pastor PK called me forth, and you know I'm always grateful and thankful for the things that the Lord is doing in my life. He just, every day that I get up, I praise him for that day because it is a joyous day. On yesterday, my son celebrated his 37th birthday. And I was missing him a lot. I thank God that he gave me such an angel, blessed me with such an angel. I went to the door, and there was a box at my front door. When I opened up the box, I hadn't ordered anything, so I didn't know what it was. But when I opened up the box, it was a box with a shirt in it, a certificate, and a recording device that had some recordings on it, and a letter stating that my son had been taking these classes while he's there, and he was learning the Bible and learning to teach the Bible, and he had completed the course, and they had sent me a copy of his certificate, the shirt that they had given him, and the recording of some of the Bible teachings that he had been teaching. So that just really uplifted my heart, and I did not know anything about this. I knew he told me he was taking classes, but I didn't know what the classes were. So I am so grateful and praising God that even with him being in the situation that he is uplifting, that he is lifting his eyes into the hills from which cometh his help and learning the word of the Lord. So I just praise God for him, and I praise God for the TMC family and all your prayers for me and my children.
And this is for Joseph, correct?
Yes.
See, I knew who you were talking about. Amen. And, you know, that is God. That's such a praise report because you were so concerned about his mental state while he has been there. And just to see that he's taking this class, looking to God, that is the best birthday gift I know that a mother could receive. So we just celebrate with you and are still locked in agreement with you for his impending vindication of this situation.
Also enclosed in there was a picture of the members of the class.
Uh-huh.
And it was a picture of him. You know, I haven't been able to see him for several years. And, oh, my word, he looks so wonderful and had the biggest smile on his face. And anybody that knows Joseph, he doesn't smile a lot. He usually has a pretty solemn face, but it just warmed my heart. So I just thank you guys for your prayers.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is a great start and a great praise report. Thank you, and can't wait to hug your neck in a little under 2 weeks there in Orlando. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call 7467.
Good morning. This is Camila Freeman calling from Augusta, Georgia. My praise report is, good morning. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up another day. I want to praise God for continuously making a way and continuously putting his hand of divine intervention into my life in certain situations. And I just want to praise God also for making the master's call available to those that want to worship him each and every morning. And I also would like to put a prayer request out for Edwanya Gates, who's on my team. She's traveling to California this morning and asked me to please ask for traveling mercy for her. Thank you.
And her name was Sister Gates?
Yes.
All righty, we got it. And it's always good to hear your voice on the call. Amen, amen, amen. All right, another regular on our call. Good morning, Shervon, up in Philadelphia. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. PK. How are you today?
We are blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen. And also, good morning, family members on the call. I want to first give a praise report. My dad was able to start back to work this past Tuesday, and he says he's feeling so much better, and so he was glad to be able to finally go back to work. And then also in regards to the baby that I asked you guys to pray about last week, my niece's newest baby, her son, he has gained at least one more pound, so he's at 4 pounds, but he has to at least reach 6 pounds before he can leave the hospital. And we're still praying for her salvation because she's still out there doing things in the street. And the other prayer request that I have is in regards to my husband. He just received a 25-year service award at his job just last Thursday, and then yesterday they decided to let him go.
Oh.
So it's going to be interesting. But we know the guy got it, and we just have to be truly focused on the Lord as to which direction, because we know the change means that there's a blessing. As far as I'm concerned, we truly must be next in line for a miracle, because there's some other changes going on at my job, and we're down to now only one supervisor, so we three short on supervisors.
So what's your husband's first name, Shervon?
My husband's first name is Samuel.
Samuel. Oh, that's destiny right there. All right. Okay.
Yes.
We got it, and I look forward to hugging you next there in Orlando in a couple of weeks. So we're on.
Yes, I am.
All right, well, we've got those prayers. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Was there something else you wanted to say?
No, definitely. I look forward to seeing you and hugging your neck as well as the family on the call. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. All righty, next we have 0771 from New York. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. It's Deborah from New York. Good morning, Dr. PK. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and the artist family. I am thanking God for the word this morning. Definitely going to take that rest this weekend. And I'm giving praise and thanks that I was able to purchase my airline ticket to Orlando this week. And I'm just asking for prayer that I can reach my sales goals over the next week, so that I will have the extra monies that I need for my trip to Orlando.
Amen. God is walking us a walk of faith, answering every prayer. Amen. We're just locking in agreement that all the monies needed will come in. As you do what you're called to do, we know Daddy God's going to do all we cannot do. Amen. All monies
Thank
will
you.
Come in. You're more than welcome. I got you down, woman of God. Thank you so much, and we so appreciate all these faithful callers this morning. All right, to my evangelists with the most witnessing to everybody that has a pulse. Good morning, Miss Joni from Tampa, keeping you in prayer. Good morning, good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, beautiful.
Okay. I'm back in the hospital. They're running tests. I said the devil's a lie because, you know, I got to be in Orlando. And I'm just asking for prayer that it finally getting to my stomach. You know, this is the fifth week, and I lost 16 pounds, and I said, now the devil is alive, because I just came to the hospital. I said, somebody's going to do something yesterday. because I just, you know, I've been had coming out of both ends. But other than that, I'm doing fine, and just keep me lifted up in prayer that they get down to the root of this, and everything's going to be all right. And I do my bone marrow Wednesday, so let's have no leukemia in my body.
Yeah, we are definitely locking in agreement with that. So we pray for tests on Wednesday. We have a bone marrow on Wednesday. Is that
yes,
what you
ma'am.
Said? Okay, marrow on Wednesday.
Love you, family.
I love you more. Can't wait to see you because we will see you.
I know. Yes, God got it already down.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, all right. We don't hear from him much, but I know because he's so excited. Our ambassador's in the city, in the queue, one of our speakers that we're always honored to hear every month. Good morning, Pastor Charles Timmons. How are you?
Doing quite well, Pastor. Can you hear me this morning? I'm on the freeway.
Yeah, we hear all that background, but talk a little louder so we can hear you.
Okay, God bless each and every one of you. I'm just really, really just excited that we just have two of the most powerful women as artists international in our city today, and I'm just really just excited about that. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I just speak that Pastor PK will have a sweet rest in the great Northwest. So anyway, I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to seeing Pastor PK and Candy, and I just like to just invite everyone in the Portland, Vancouver, Seattle, Tacoma area to come out Saturday morning at the Oxford Suite Hotel. We will be having our showcase, and I'm just excited about that. God bless each and every one of you, and just thank you for just allowing me just to be able to share that. Pastor
PK. Amen. Not a problem. We've been covering that meeting in prayer. It's so many Super Saturdays going on, and whenever one of our speakers want to speak, we definitely want to allow you to, and I know you're going to take of our two powerful women of God with the sweetest one we ever know, Executive President Candy Mosley, is such a blessing, and our very own Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts. You're going to take care of our precious jewels while they're up there in Portland, and we are just believing God. We know you all have worked very hard for that meeting, that it will be an over-the-top, exceeding abundantly more than you all could ever ask or think kind of meeting. Are there any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? We just cleared the queue. Queue got filled up this morning. Amen and amen. We're just excited, excited, excited about what God is doing in artists, and we definitely will continue to cover the Kings of Artists as we hit all roads toward Orlando, Florida. So are there any other prayer requests? We always strongly make it clear that this is the time where we invite you each and every Friday to come on and share what God is doing with your praise report or your prayer request. And you can always send us a prayer request at our website. Our email is info@themasterscall.net, and always encouraging more of you. We need more comments on our brand new website for more of you all to go out there and visit our website, themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. We've been catching up, and I'm literally all caught up on the messages in May. Just click on and listen to a buffet spread of just awesome, awesome messages, and we'll definitely be posting this powerful word later on today from Dr. PK. All righty. Well, nobody else is coming. Cue. You just popped back in queue, Dr. PK. Is there a special prayer request that you have?
Yes, I would just like to give a praise report. Thank you guys for praying for me, for my travel. I got here yesterday morning. Have already met with, was out with Candy, Byron Redmond, and his beautiful, beautiful wife. She's just lost down, so. And then yesterday evening, Ms. Kimmons, Minister Kimmons came over and brought me dinner. And so they are working me and resting me. I mean, it's work and rest. And this morning we'll be out here doing Beating the Pavement. We start at 9 today. And Candy is Executive President Candy Mosley. Lord have mercy. She is all over the place. And so we are just asking that you guys also pray for Miss Block, the Block family, because her daughter will be buried on tomorrow. That service is tomorrow. And so she is a member of Gail Mathis' team, Platinum President, and just a powerful, powerful woman of God. And so she and her daughter are going through this with her husband, of course. And so we want to lift them up in prayer as well. So with that being said, back to you, and ask that you just continue to pray for us as we are traveling around here.
Amen. Amen. Always good to hear your voice and to know you are truly being the ambassador going forth, just reminding people that Artist is God's company. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just love you. We praise God, and we focus on you this faithful Friday, as our tag is. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. We open up our mouths and magnify and glorify you. Father, we submit to your divine instruction and will for our life. And you told us in Hebrews 4 that we can come boldly into the throne room of grace and obtain your grace, your mercy. Father, we're asking for your intervention and your instruction today. We continue to lift up our beloved sister, our daughter, and your daughter in the Lord, Lori and Lance Hogan Waterman. Father, I thank you that only you can be the ultimate comforter to her in the homegoing of her father. I just thank you for the peace, and even through this trying time, as they are celebrating life, give her the shalom peace that surpasses all understanding. Let all the arrangements come together smoothly. Let her feel the love of her artist family and the prayers of the righteous, which we know availeth much. We continue to thank you for you just showing your hand on Jackie's son, Joseph. And I thank you for the best present a mother could ever receive as we celebrate with Joseph 37 years of life. I thank you that you have literally destroyed that yoke of depression and bondage where the enemy had tried to come in. But I thank you for he is free and free indeed in you. So continue to go before him. We thank you that you're working out his case and the attorneys and all that is needed. I'm asking you to work it out where his mother, our beloved Jackie, will be able to lay her eyes on his face soon, very soon, Father. You curse and cancel every hindering spirit, every block. The plot of the devil has been exposed. And you said in your word in Proverbs 6, that 31st verse, and when Satan is exposed, he has to. Not he can think about it, not maybe. He has to give it back sevenfold. So we stand on the word of God, decreeing to the heavens the sevenfold return of time, of freedom, of joy, of peace, of health, everything the enemy had come in and robbed from his life, from his family. We stand and lock in agreement that we will watch you show up and show out. Father, I thank you for Amelia. We have a praise report for God's hand on her life and how you're continuing to stir up the gifts inside of Camille, how you're continuing to speak through her heart and through her lips. And I thank you that your kingdom come, your will is being done in her life, and she is your minister in the marketplace. We speak blessings to her business. We speak blessings to each and every distributor on this line and part of our artist international family. Guide our footsteps. Let, as Dr. TPK has been teaching us, let the favor, the blessings, and the increase fall in our lives and on our business. We speak it, and we do what we are called to do, knowing that you will then do what we cannot do. We pray for Sister Gates, who's traveling. We ask the ministry angels of God to encamp around her, that she arrives safely to her destination and returns back home safely. And, Father, for all of the many people of God and our special artist family who are traveling, you be their protection. You be their peace. You be their sweet fellowship and communion, even as they are traveling. We thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, who's doing such extensive traveling in this season. We speak health and healing to his body, strength. Father, we see the fight back in him more than ever before, but we thank you for the faithfulness of your word to keep him strong in you and each and every one of us, especially our co-founder, keep her strong and healthy and whole in you and all of those who are traveling. And for these different Super Saturdays, we cover Godmother and Dorothy is flying out to Florida, her and Pastor Glenn John, another one of our speakers, cover them as they do meetings in Florida this weekend, and the many meetings going on even in Texas and Austin and San Antonio and New Jersey, and you know them, Chicago. We hear them on the MMC call, traveling mercies for all these leaders that are going. And then we speak these meetings blessed. We speak your presence on each and every one, that your kingdom come, your will be done. Oh, we thank you for Siobhan. Oh, we love, who loves life and loves you so much. We thank you for the praise report that the Father started back to work. Continue to send the Jehovah Rapha, the healing virtue of God. Continue to heal his body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the praise report of the baby we've been praying for. This gained 2 pounds and needs 2 more pounds to go. Father, that is a destined child. She's a fighter. We thank you that the baby is fighting for life, and we lock in agreement and speak words of life and life more abundantly, that this seed will grow and she will, the child will be all that the child is called to be. And for deliverance for the parent, Father, Siobhan says she's still out there. She is wandering and not in you. Father, like the Damascus Road, arrest her. Arrest her by the Holy Ghost. Let the prayers of the righteous bring her back into the fold. We speak the deliverance in her life from all sins and addictions. Father, you know where she is. Protect her, Father. We cancel the assignment of death where the enemy would try to snatch her up and take her out prematurely. But, Father, we send laborers across her path that will speak life and life more abundantly. We speak 2 Corinthians 4, that fourth verse, pull the blinders off of her eyes where she would choose life and no more death. And, Father, we thank you that as Samuel reached a milestone, her husband, of 25 years of service and then laid off, when you shut one door, you told us to look for a window, to look for another divine opportunity. I thank you that his steps are ordered by you. I thank you that the favor of the Lord is with him, and that their house, we speak, shall not lack any good thing, but that this will be a season of you shifting and sifting and bringing them forth as pure gold. And I just speak a peace on our dear sister Siobhan, that she stays rooted and grounded in your word, knowing, God, that you got it and you are working it out for their good and for your glory. We thank you for Deborah in New York, who was able to purchase her ticket. And, Father, as she goes out to sell products, to do what she needs to do, not that she will have enough, but she will have the more than enough monies as she comes to Orlando. We speak the more than enough for all of us. We speak the more than enough. We call in the finances that are needed for those who desire to come to Orlando. We cancel every hindering spirit, every spirit of lack. Father, give us favor that we'll sell the product. The finances will come in. Everything that we need will come, and even the overflow, in the name of Jesus. And Father, for Joni, we continue to send Jehovah Rapha healing, the healing virtue to her body. We thank you that she's healed. We thank you that she's whole in you. Leukemia is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. So even now,
as she's going through her care from the doctor. We thank you, the greatest doctor, the Surgeon General, you, Jesus, is touching her, is right there with her. And even on Wednesday, we thank you that we're already decreeing that there should be absolutely no cancerous cells in her body. And we just continue to look forward to hugging her neck and seeing her and being with her when we all are down there in Orlando. And Father, as Dr. PK reminded us, we lift up Pearl to you, our sister distributor, and the entire Block family with the homegoing of her daughter. We pray for the Block family with this homegoing celebration coming up this weekend. Give them the supernatural peace. Father, comfort, yoke the family in love and peace. And as they walk through this dark season, her husband especially, touch his mind, his heart, comfort him, comfort the family. And we just thank you that you are with them. And again, every family that we know and those that we don't know who have suffered loss, you are the great comforter. And Daddy God, we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, now we lift up this Artists Empowerment Conference and the Kings of Artists. Oh, we send the word of strength. We send the word of wisdom. We send the word of divine favor. The blood of Jesus around each and every one of these men of God. Father, you anointed them and you appointed them for a time such as this. Apply the blood of Jesus to the doorpost of their heart, their mind, their families, their finances, their traveling. We call the budget for the Artists Empowerment Conference met, exceeding abundantly above. Father, even the traveling mercies for the plane that the team from Bahamas have chartered as they come, and all those who will be flying in from coast to coast, north to south, east to west. We pray for the speakers, each and every one of them, and their families. And Father, we lift up the families of those who are coming to sit and to be fed knowledge, wisdom, and sweet community and fellowship. And we just thank you, Father, that you will show up and show out more than we could ever ask or think, because we have given this conference to you. And the many fiery darts that have come at them as they stepped out on faith, these kings of artists, I thank you. You strengthen their minds. You encourage their hearts. Let them feel the prayers of the righteous. And that this conference will be the exceeding abundantly above, better than ever, and will continue to take artists not to that place we used to be at of great blessings, but the overflow to do even greater than that. Now, Father, for those things we've prayed about and those unspoken prayer requests, we now thank you by the blood of Jesus. We thank you that in the name of Jesus, we've asked for your supernatural intervention. Father, we've done the more than two or three, many more than that are on this line. We've locked in agreement corporately, and whatever we've bound on earth is bound in heaven, and what we've loosed here on earth we know is also loosed in heaven. Now we know that you are that God that hears and answers prayer, and with that confidence of Isaiah 55:11, not one word, not one syllable will return void. We thank you for the accuracy and the Holy Ghost, the paga faith, the prayer that hits the mark, hupateo in the Greek, God, that we will hit the mark of accuracy in our prayers, in our beliefs as we walk this out in faith. So I thank you in advance for answered prayer. I thank you in advance for the manifestation of your promise. I thank you in advance, Daddy God, for what you're doing and what you will do in our lives. And we are so grateful for what you have done. Now we pour back virtue into Dr. PK for the word she poured out to us this morning. And as we leave this call, as we go through this weekend, keep us strong, covered, faithful, and focused in you, so that as your ministers in the marketplace go out, we remember that you said in the beginning of this year prophetically, in 2014, God, you're manifesting the God-ordained dreams. So we're not giving up on our dreams. We're holding strong to our vision, and we're walking it out knowing that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. Go out and have an awesome weekend, and we look forward to hearing you on the Master's Call Monday morning. Be blessed, and bye-bye.